You're greatly blessed, highly favored, an imperfect but forgiven child of God. Be of good cheer today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate best news, the gospel. To our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, here with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Hey, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Buddy Green.
Oh, here.
Gordon Motes.
How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Lauren Talley.
And the crowd goes wild.
Special guest. Larry Gatlin, our soft feminine side, Tori Taps.
That would be me. That would be me.
And Bill Gaither himself.
That's right. And my guests today have their shoulders squared back and they're ready to sing.
Bill, let's get this whole thing going before it falls on its face. Let's start with the homecoming friends. I dare you not to sing.
One day I was walking in a world of sin. No rest for my weary soul. Joy in my soul, joy in my heart.
Well, it is that time once again where we have searched high and low, near and far, deep and wide, to find the perfect educational word for you to add to your vocabulary, make it part of your day-to-day use, and impress your friends. And today, the word is latitudinarian. Latitudinarian. Latitudinarian.
Okay,
anybody know? Let me go ahead and get going with this one. Latitudinarian, you say?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you a little story. There was in the days of the Roman Empire a certain ruler named Denarian. Denarian ruled with an iron fist and a magnet. The very mention of his name brought terror. One day, during his summer break, Denarian was doing some work around the house when he realized he needed to make a repair that was much higher than he was. You see, he was a 4-foot man in a house with 12-foot columns. He sent a message by his carrier pigeon to his trusty sword bearer, who incidentally hated pigeons. The sword bearer called the cup bearer, and together they bore. Now, immediately after bearing, he called a next-door neighbor who owned a ladder, because it's always the next door neighbor who has the ladder. Uh-huh. And they said, take this ladder to Denarian.
Oh.
And there we go. That's the phrase is born. Oh, right on that.
I am stunned. Well, actually, what it means is opinionated, as in most theologians are latitudinarian in their thinking.
I was so wrong, Tori.
So very wrong.
Here are the Martins. He'll be holding his own.
Latitudinarian.
That's good.
When I've lost my sense of direction, and the way gets crooked and long, when there's no clear sign on this road I've been walking, he'll be holding his own.
Homecoming Radio, where there's more encouragement coming straight ahead.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Right now on Homecoming Radio, the Booth Brothers.
I won't be afraid when I face what's ahead of me. And when fear sees my next valley,
goodness in my life. I know that blessings wait for me. Beyond darkness there is light. So anytime my feet walk the road of uncertainty, I won't be afraid when I face what's ahead of me. And when fear sees my next valley, and he's always good to me.
Even the hard times that life brings, I know he's leading perfectly.
So I will keep my eyes always fixed on heaven's prize. I won't be afraid.
Glad you're here with us. We're having a good time here.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, and one of the reasons we are is because we got Mr. Larry Gatlin in the room with us.
Larry.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Hey, good. Good to see you, Larry.
Thank you. I would respond more, but during the break, Bill said I was talking too much. Back to you in the booth, Kirk.
Well, you're the big brother of the Gatlin brothers, and I just love what you guys bring to a song. This one here, Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
Let's go.
It was a white spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, where an old-time preacher pitched a ragged old tent, looked like it was 100 years old. He started out preaching to no one, but pretty soon the crowd started gathering, and he preached the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. I turned into a wild man. Some people said I'd gone crazy, but all too soon came the harvest of the wild seed that I had sown. I stumbled into the meeting, looking like death warmed over. Then I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. When they sang, "Come ye sinners, lost and hopeless," something got a hold of me, something got a hold, hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's still a white spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city. I pissed the old tent that he gave me the day he died, went home. Sometimes I start preaching to no one, but pretty soon the crowd
are gathered, and I preach the gospel. Let the corner of the heart break rich and new hope roll. We still say,
come ye sinners, lost and hopeless.
But I was homeless, heaven knows. Just a son that got a hold of me, son that got a hold.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge, that new hope rose.
The Gatlins with, man, what a great song. And y'all just do it really great. Heartbreak Ridge, New Hope Road.
Thanks, Gordon.
Letters, I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
Friends like you are so encouraging when they check in with notes like these.
This one says, I'm a paramedic and I commute 60 miles to and from work every day. I hear you on the satellite and your songs and laughter lift my spirit. I often have a mini praise session while I'm driving. Thanks for sharing your love and the love of Jesus. That's from Martha.
My husband listens to you every night, loves your program. He walked away from the Lord some years ago, but your show is the first sign I've seen that he wants to come back, and I'm believing he will. And so thank you for that note of encouragement to us, and we'll keep doing what we do.
Marty from Arkansas says, Dear Bill and friends, thank you. You are such a blessing to my life. I live alone now. And the Lord uses you to help keep loneliness and despair away. Truly, you lift my heart. May God richly reward all of you.
Larry, what did your golfer friend say the other day about little deeds of kindness? What was that sentence?
I had a conversation with Mr. Arnold Palmer one night many years ago. I had only met him one time for about 3 minutes on a practice tee. It had been 2 years earlier. And accidentally, one night, we got actually a blizzard came through Florida, and the brothers and I were in South Florida and couldn't get home. So we had some friends who had a condo there at down in Orlando at Bay Hill. And I was sitting out on the bank of this little creek with a guitar, kind of fiddle-doodling around, and in came this car and parked, and Arnold Palmer got out of the car, opened the trunk, and started unloading groceries.
Wow.
I'm not talking about Bill Gaither. I'm talking about Arnold Palmer doing groceries.
Yeah, Bill doesn't unload his own groceries.
I understand. So I walked over there, and I said, Mr. Palmer, how are you? And he said, Larry, how are you? How are Steve and Rudy, the brother? We'd met him one time for about 3 or 4 minutes. So I was impressed by and humbled and honored by that. And we started talking, and I told him about years past when I got a little too full of myself and would say things and wouldn't exactly do the right things. With the fans, you know, sometimes you're tired and you don't want to sign another autograph. And he signed every one of them. He said, you have to realize something. He said, meeting you may be the very most momentous moment. From the Department of Redundancy Department, the most momentous moment of their life. He said, it really doesn't take much to make somebody's day.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love that line. Mm. It really doesn't take much to make somebody's day.
And I started the verse. I sent it to you. Kind word, maybe a smile, pat on the back every once in a while to help some weary pilgrim on his way.
That's good.
It just don't take much to make somebody's day.
Keep your eyes and ears open, might see you hear the call, and it really don't take much effort at all. Help some weary pilgrim on his way. It really don't take much to make somebody's day. How about that little ditty?
Mm. Take it, Bill. You're good with choruses. He touched me.
And that's how songs are born. You know, the Ten Commandments are very important in all of our lives, but one commandment especially, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, is a very, very important commandment. And that's tough in this day and time. I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus, his cross alone, my holy grail. Listen.
I went to visit the shrine of plenty, but found its storerooms all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rust. So I worship Jesus, his cup alone, my holy grail. There'll be no other gods before him, just Jesus alone. A fortune may need a pilgrim to journey to fame's promised heights, but as I climb the promise faded, and when blue lonely all through the night, so I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus.
Fail and betray me.
the feet of Jesus, his cup alone, my holy grail. There'll be no other. God's before him, just Jesus.
Still very, very important. Makes for a life of joy and happiness. Get your priorities straight.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
And as old Jake Hess would say, Bill, things will either get better or get worse or stay about the same. There's not much we can do about it. We'll see you next time. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.